The Israel Report with Rolene Marks for the latest information and the stories behind the news.
Good afternoon, Rolene. I do apologize that we are late. Israel has passed a contentious and nation-state bill. What is the bill?
Well, before we get to that, there are a lot of developments coming through in the last hour. The one is that protesters have blocked the convoy of Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban as he leaves Yad Vashem, and this is live as we speak. Many of the protesters are protesting anti-Semitic activity and the growth of anti-Semitism in Hungary. They are also protesting his playing up of anti-Semitic stereotypes with regards to George Soros. We spoke about it yesterday, and this is going as we speak. The other big story is that we have had sirens in the south as three rockets fired from the Gaza Strip have landed in Israel, and we are expecting an escalation because of the passing of the nation state bill in the early hours of this morning. So let's get to the nation state bill, which is very, very contentious and highly controversial. It has come with a lot of criticism from different elements within Israel society, but basically what the nation state bill does, and Bibi Netanyahu did promise that it would be voted into the legislation within the year, and it was voted in with 62 in favor, 55 opposed, is that it basically enshrines Israel as the nation state of the Jewish people. It sets the Hebrew calendar as the official calendar of the state and recognizes Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. It also recognizes Independence Day, the days of remembrance, Yom HaShoah and Yom HaZikaron, as well as Jewish holidays. And there is a clause in the bill that downgrades the Arabic language from official to special, but it also, within this clause, states that this does not harm the status given to the Arabic language. So as you can imagine, it has come under a lot of criticism, elements from the far left and from the Arabic joint list saying that this is enshrining racism into the annals of Jewish history. Netanyahu himself saying this is a great day for the state of Israel, a great day for Zionism, and others saying or weighing in and saying, you know, if there are 22 Muslim states in the world, why can't there be a Jewish state? However, it must be clear that Israel is not a theocracy. Israel is still a democracy, and this is why this is being criticized. And some in favor saying, well, you know, Jews are under persecution around the world. I mean, we only have to look to the United Kingdom, to what's happening with the Labour Party, to see the deterioration there. And this is why it's an imperative that Jews have a nation state of their own.
And that has a Jewish flavour.
Well, that has a Jewish flavor. So a lot of debate, a lot of discussion around this. Reuven Rivlin, our president, has expressed his concerns. So you can bet your bottom dollar there will be a lot of discussion and debate around this bill within the coming weeks.
I have no doubt. Ironically, Europe is going through very much the same thing.
Well, this is why there's a lot of criticism towards the criticism. People are saying, why is there a double standard when it comes to recognizing nationalism or the identity of other countries around the world? But when it comes to Israel, there is a horrible double standard. So this is why we're going to, I think, be hearing a lot of it. Unfortunately, in the South African press, we are anticipating, and we have seen it today, a lot of negativity, but we are going to see this for a long time to come, the implications and the discussion around this very, very controversial nation-state bill.
Very interesting. Can you update us? Some U.S. Jewish leaders have called for the condemnation of ecoterrorism in Israel's south. Are they? Do they know that they're not fast off the mark, Rolene? I mean, the eco-terrorism has been going on for months. Why are they stepping up now?
we've been speaking about it and speaking about it and speaking about it, although I did see an op-ed in the New York Post yesterday that said, you know, why is the world silent to eco-terrorism? Where are these green parties that are, you know, are so infamously loud-mouthed when it comes to political issues, which really don't belong within their mandate at all? But when it comes to the eco-terrorism that's happening in Israel, we're hearing a deathly silence. And it's the same call that we're hearing not just in America with the Conference of Presidents of major American Jews. It's a very long name to put on a business card. But we've also heard from the Australian Zionist Federation asking, where are the Greens? Where's the infamous Green Party in Australia? Why are they not condemning it? And although we have seen the British Parliament quite busy with Brexit and the issues surrounding Labour, where are the Greens in Britain? Why are we not seeing this condemnation? And the Conference of Presidents have gone on in their statements to say, with every day that passes, more children and families are inhaling the toxic smoke, more families are losing their crops, and more nature reserves are suffering irreversible destruction. And we implore governments, officials, and opinion leaders to join us in making it a priority to end the arson and protect the lives of civilians, their homes and farms, and the productivity and the protection of this precious resource. Failure to do so will assure that this new form of terrorism will be repeated elsewhere. And we have seen in some countries around the world where people are starting to burn tires in protest to whatever they're protesting. And, you know, it must be known that burning rubber tires does emit a toxic fume, which is very, very dangerous for anybody who inhales it.
Yeah, really, and unfortunately, that is where we leave it today. But thank you very, very much. If you're fasting on Sunday, I wish you an easy and a meaningful fast. And also, just a very quick update. Howard Feldman, our colleague, became a Zaida this afternoon.
Yes, Zaida Feldy or Zaidi Feldy.
Zaidi Howard.
So a huge mazel tov to Howard. May the whole family only just know the absolute joy and nachas and love.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rolene. And we'll chat to you Monday, but we'll catch you tomorrow morning with Howard Feldman when you give the wrap-up of news from the Middle East. Thank you so much. That's Rolene Marks.